This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Michael Memis. A ballot measure could give New York residents the constitutional right to a healthy environment. And on Tuesday, a group of state environmental advocates and lawmakers kicked off a campaign for its passage this November. Michaela Sevitt reports.
Some 80% of New Yorkers support adding the Green Amendment to the state constitution, according to a Siena poll. Peter Iwanowitz with the group Environmental Advocates New York says the measure would change Article 1 of the state constitution by giving each resident the right to clean air and water.
We will argue that decisions now will have to be screened of whether it violates a constitutional right to clean air and clean water. And we think it's going to lead towards more thorough and better front-end decision-making that will reject a lot of the proposals that are out there now.
He points to the proposed Danskammer fracked gas power plant and the longtime water crisis in Hoosick Falls as environmental justice issues for Hudson Valley communities that need further attention. If approved by voters, the change to the state's Bill of Rights would take effect in January 2022. I'm Michaela Savitt, reporting.
Tompkins County has issued a health alert due to a spike in COVID cases. There have been 31 new positive cases over the past week, compared to 7 in the previous update. Only one person is currently hospitalized for the virus. The positive cases came from both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals, but vaccinated individuals are much less likely to be hospitalized or die. A fund has been launched for the family of Sophia Nickerson, the 14-year-old who was killed in a hit-and-run by a drunk driver last week. The fund has raised almost $45,000 in just a day. The money will be used to cover expenses related to her death, including medical bills, funeral expenses, and time off from work to grieve. You can find the fund by searching Sophia Nickerson Memorial Fundraiser on GoFundMe.com. Tonight, cloudy, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.